AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. New information is being released about the Chattanooga gunman. His family now says the 24-year-old suffered from depression. Agents had searched the family's home on Thursday. Meanwhile, the community is grieving and paying respects to the four Marines and the sailor who have died.
As authorities try to learn what motivated an educated young man to kill five U.S. service personnel, local Commissioner Bill Hatfield Jr. told WKRN-TV the community is grieving.
It really bothers me and sickens me to see what is going on with this, but you know, I don't know what we do about it.
Local resident Tom Hamm says the shootings were so senseless.
It's just sad that somebody gets to that point that they think they have to do that kind of thing.
The father of the shooter has apologized to the president of the Islamic Society of Greater Chattanooga. I'm Ross Simpson.
In Iowa, presidential candidate Donald Trump has stirred up a firestorm, first saying Senator John McCain was not a war hero because he was captured in North Vietnam, and then trying to clarify.
He's a war hero because he was captured, okay? You could have, and I believe perhaps he's a war hero, but right now he said some very bad things about a lot of people.
Fellow Republicans are criticizing Trump, but Senator Lindsey Graham at the same candidate forum says he thinks the early primary voters will silence Trump.
Here's what I think they're gonna say. Donald Trump, you're fired.
No comment, by the way, from Senator McCain. There's a new report out about comedian Bill Cosby from sworn testimony from a decade ago. Cosby said that he paid women after sex to keep the affairs secret from his wife. The New York Times released a copy of the transcript. There was a 23-vehicle pileup in Washington State. State police say it is remarkable. Only four people were hurt. This is AP Radio News. The sheriff of Oxford County in Maine says that he is confident it was a horrible accident that killed four young people who had gone to a cabin to celebrate a graduation and a woman's 22nd birthday. They were all found dead when worried parents went looking for them.
When they first got there Tuesday night, they started the generator up to put their things in the refrigerator. And sometimes during the evening, they all retired to bed. And sometime either Tuesday or early Wednesday morning, we seem to think that they may have been overcome by carbon monoxide.
That was courtesy of WBZ-TV. The four victims were from Massachusetts. A former top official of soccer's world governing body has pleaded not guilty to racketeering and bribery. He was arraigned in New York. Alaska Airlines says one of its jets made a safe emergency landing in Los Angeles. It was struck by lightning soon after takeoff. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.